Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first review for today, Good Water from Leahy. It's a North 28 music release and it gets 4 stars out of 5. Here's the latest album from this Juno Award-winning Canadian progressive folk roots group. On Good Water, their sterling vocal sound is front and center, of course, but they've stepped things up a notch with the addition of electric guitar and accordion to their arsenal of instruments. This record absolutely sparkles. Key cut, Tears. From Good Water, here's Leahy on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. That was Leahy with Tears. Moving on to review number 2, the blues album by Whitesnake. This is a Rhino release, and it gets 3 3/4 stars out of 5. This 14-song collection completes Whitesnake's comprehensive and inventive Red, White, and Blues trilogy, a best-of series that started with the rock song set last summer and continued with love songs in November. As you might imagine, the Blues album collects some of the band's best blues rock tracks, hits, and deep cuts. Like the rock and love issues, these songs have been remixed, remastered, and it's volcanic. Key Cut, a reworked version of Slow and Easy. From the Blues album, it's Whitesnake on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Keep on pushing, babe, like I've never known before. No, you want a crazy child. I just want to see you on the floor. Want a superstitious woman. She got a superstitious mind. I wanna superstitious woman.
from the Blues Album compilation, that was Whitesnake with a guitar-centric mix of slow and easy. Moving on to review number 3 for this week, Out of the Dark from Joyanne Parker. It's on Hopeless Romantic Records, and it gets 5 stars out of 5. Here's some Green-Eyed Soul out of Minneapolis. Out of the Dark, Ms. Parker's second album, is a powerhouse combination of jazz, soul, and blues, driven by her remarkable voice. I haven't heard a singer with this kind of emotional command and impact since I first heard Beth Hart. On a purely musical level, this is one hell of an album. Key cut, Predator. From Out of the Dark, here is Joyanne Parker on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
He's a blue.
off of Out of the Dark, that was Joanne Parker with Predator. Album review number four for this week, The Beast Awakens by Durbin. This is on Frontiers, and it gets 3 stars out of 5. Here's a new album for this fourth place finisher from season 10 of American Idol. Known most recently for fronting Quiet Riot from 2017 to 2019, and recording 2 albums with that band, as a singer, James Durbin has metal in his veins. With The Beast Awakens, he's finally been able to make the album he's always wanted to. There's much to enjoy on The Beast Awakens that should be heard at maximum volume. Key cut, Calling Out for Midnight. From The Beast Awakens, this is Durbin on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
We'll be right back.
From their debut album, The Beast Awakens, that was Durbin with Calling Out for Midnight. My fifth and final review for today, Time for a Miracle by Perfect Plan. This is on Frontiers as well, and it gets 4 stars out of 5. Speaking of time, there's a saying, better late than never. This has been sitting in my download folder since September, and I'm just getting around to it now. If you're a fan of Foreigner-style AOR rock and roll, Time for a Miracle, the second release from this Swedish outfit following 2018's All Rise, is singing your songs. From the melodies to the playing and the lyrical content itself, this is a really uplifting album. Key cut, Time for a Miracle, the title track. It's Perfect Plan on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Time.
That was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.